The Omagh bombing inquiry continues today. Cooperation by the Irish government has been called wholly unsatisfactory by a barrister representing families of the dead and some of the injured. For more on this, we can now speak to our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley. Conor, remind us of the background to this. What has the Irish government said so far in relation to this inquiry?
Well, just for background, Cian, the Omagh bombing inquiry was set up by the UK government, and its terms of reference are to establish whether there are any failings by the UK authorities that could have prevented the bombing. And of course, people will probably know by now that 29 people, including a woman pregnant with twins, were murdered in the Rail IRA bombing in August 1998. And the attack had been conceived, planned and executed from the Republic of Ireland. Back in April of this year, the Irish government agreed what's called a Memorandum of Understanding on delivery of relevant documents held in Irish archives that might be useful to the inquiry. And earlier this year, of course, people probably will remember the 2 weeks of fairly emotional evidence from families of the dead and injured. For the last couple of days now, it's been a bit more technical. We've had 2 days where what are known as the core participants, that's the likes of the PSNI, the UK government, the police ombudsman and indeed the families themselves, have begun to make some fairly general opening statements on their approach to this inquiry.
And what happened at the inquiry this morning, Conor?
Well, as you say, there was some pretty heavy criticism of the Irish government cooperation with this inquiry. It came from Alan Kane, KC, who represents the families of 8 of the deceased and 8 of those who were injured. He said his clients were greatly disappointed at the lack of commitment by the Irish authorities to meaningfully assist the inquiry. Those were his words. This all goes back to a memorandum of that memorandum of understanding that I talked about, which was signed back in April between the Irish government and the Omagh inquiry. And under it, the Republic of Ireland will supply relevant documents in its archive. But the families appear to have two main problems with this approach. The first is that the Irish authorities get to decide what's relevant and what's not. And in line with the UK's terms of reference, and that is to establish UK feelings, which may have contributed to helping the bombing, any documents that might be provided, it appears, will only relate to the feelings on the part of the UK authorities, the UK intelligence services, that kind of thing, that may have allowed the bombing to happen, and not any Irish feelings that may be identified by stuff that be in the archives. Now, when we take it that the attack, as I said, is conceived, planned and executed from the public, the families believe there's a lot of material in there that might be of very important to their wider understanding of how this attack happened. And they would like all of this brought into the public domain, not just bits of it. And as a result of that, they're not happy with the approach that's being taken in respect of Irish government cooperation with the inquiry. And this is how Mr. Kane, Alan Kane, KC, set that out this morning.
Our clients remain greatly disappointed at the lack of any commitment on the part of the authorities in the Republic of Ireland to meaningfully assist this inquiry. And they regard the Memorandum of Understanding agreed with the Minister of Justice of the Government of the Republic of Ireland as wholly unsatisfactory in that regard. Our clients wish to use this inquiry to heap shame on the Government of the Republic of Ireland for their failures. They consider that there is a moral, human and legal imperative on the government of the Republic of Ireland to establish a parallel inquiry into the deaths of people who are their own citizens, visitors to their country and those who would have been entitled to Irish citizenship under their laws. As a country with a professed European inclination, it is extremely regrettable that the Republic of Ireland continues to be in breach of Article 2 of the European Convention on Human Rights in failing to ensure that there has ever been any effective investigation into the death of the people to whom they owe that duty.
Barrister Alan Kane, KC there. Well, Conor, has there been any reaction from the government here?
There has. We've had a statement from the Department of Justice in response to those very strong words by Mr. Kane. In that statement, the Department of Justice said that the government had made it clear its intention to do everything possible to assist the inquiry, that the cross-border nature of all of this makes it a complex legal territory, if you like. But the signing of that memorandum of understanding showed that, you know, this can be done. And it it has reiterated a promise already made by government ministers that if new legislation is required to fulfil whatever obligations the Irish authorities may have to the OMA bombing inquiry, it will be enacted. As you heard Alan Keane there say, it's still the wish of most of the families, it would appear, for a parallel public inquiry in the Republic of Ireland as the most effective way of dealing with a lot of these sensitive issues that would need to be discussed. There is to be a meeting between Irish officials and some of the families here in OMA later, and there may be more then about the family's approach to that issue of perhaps a parallel public inquiry at that point.
Conor McAuley, thank you.